whenever life would start getting good for me, God would throw a nice anchor and stop me right there.
Do it anyway is a mindset trick that you can use when you start to feel excuses rolling up.
The one you need to live with, wake up to every day, is that right there. Okay? Beat the sun up, folks. You got to beat the sun up. If you can't beat up the roll up of the sun up, you're going to get beat up in life.
And whenever you find things that you're comfortable doing, you're going away from the journey of life.
I feel like most people in their lives are being allowed to live small. You're allowed to live a small life. Everyone around you would like you to live small. Just do this. You're good at that. Man, take it easy. Chill. When's enough enough? Like, come on, brother. You know, all these messages you get is basically saying, hey, man, live small. Life's not a big deal. Live small. Enjoy it. Chill. Smoke a little weed. Do whatever you want to want, right? Like, it's just this get by thing in life. And there's got to be some people who go, no. No, you're supposed to do something great with your life. You were put here for a purpose. Your way, the way you were born, the way you were raised, your background, your experiences, your giftedness all prepared you in your way for right now. And you're supposed to do something great with your life. You weren't born here to be average and ordinary. And there's all this messaging that you're average and ordinary, and you're average and ordinary because you belong there, and it's probably someone else's fault you're average and ordinary too. And I'm like, no, it's your life. You're in control, it's no one else's fault, and you're supposed to do something magnificent. That's the consciousness aspect. The last 1,000 years on Earth, doing something great has been reserved to this one little group of people, 1% of the population. They're supposed to do something great. They're supposed to live their dreams. We're supposed to watch them, cheer for them, wear their jersey, watch their award show, comment on their posts, clean their houses, right? Feed them in their restaurants. No! The fact of the matter is, you can do those things. You can change your life. And I'm sick and tired of this hero worship. You live small, cheer for everybody else who lives big. No, if you're a school teacher, be the best school teacher. Change the world by those little lives you're affected. If you're on social media, change the world. Play big. You will never do it wrong if your decision is to do the bigger thing than the smaller thing. That's what I would tell you. Stop playing small. Stop thinking small, and don't let anybody tell you you should be small.
So listen to me. There are those of you who said, I want to be a millionaire. I want to be the best at this company, right? But your value system says you believe in sleep more than you believe in grinding. Your value system says you are a consumer and not a producer. That you're spending more money than you're making. Why? Because you're a consumer, but you're reading all the books and you're saying everything the books are saying. But those books are not in alignment with your values. And if you're going to go to the next level, your values are going to have to change.
What if I told you this was the last Monday morning of your life? What if I told you you die this week? Would you complain about your crap job or that test you don't want to take? I doubt it. You would go much higher level thinking. Well, that's really what it takes. It takes understanding that if you're not pumped right now, if you're begrudging what you're about to do, if you're not looking forward to it, look, I respect practicality. You gotta go through school because your parents want to. You gotta pay your rent. You got student loans. I get it. But please recognize the world we're living in. We're living in a world where there's so much more opportunity. This internet thing created way more opportunity for all of us. Way more. I mean, look, you might not even be alive. Like, your mom and dad could have had sex like 3 minutes later and you wouldn't even exist and you're complaining. You could have ended up being a bus, a tree. I just don't get the mentality of being head down sad on a Monday morning. I'm gonna make you Saturday Monday morning. That's what I wanna do every morning, and that's what I want from you. Please, take a step back and think about how awesome it actually is. And then recognize that you can attack the world in a totally different way because you were lucky enough to be born during this era.
So you have said to yourself, okay, I'm gonna talk to my boss today about that thing that I've been avoiding talking to them about. Or maybe you've said something like, I'm gonna go to the gym today or tomorrow or whatever. And then the moment comes where you've gotta have that conversation. Or the moment comes where it's time to pack up your bag and leave your desk and go to the gym. And what always happens? You don't feel like it. I bet there are plenty of you watching that have made a commitment that, I'm not gonna have a drink tonight. And then guess what happens when you get home? You don't feel like not drinking, you feel like having a drink. And so here's what Do It Anyway has done for me. The idea that I just do it anyway has pushed me to realize and to recognize that there are a lot of moments where there are things in my life that I really want to do, I need to do, I should do, but when the moment comes, I don't feel like it. And so I pull out this idea of, you know what, I'm just gonna do it anyway. It's raining outside, I said I would go for a short run, I don't feel like it, I'm gonna do it anyway. It's 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm tired, it's cold, I laid out my yoga clothes, but now I don't feel like it. What do? I do it anyway. When you start to say to yourself, I'm gonna do it anyway, what happens is something really cool. You acknowledge that there are feelings that you have that are trying to swoop in and hijack you. You acknowledge them and you basically say, guess what? I'm gonna do it anyway.
Problems are basically the building block of happiness. And that is really counterintuitive to most people, because most people think of happiness as like no problems, you know, sitting on the beach with a piña colada, doing whatever. But the truth is that we need some sort of struggle in our life. And the point I try to make in the book is that the key to living a good life isn't getting rid of struggle, it's finding good struggles. Struggles that invigorate you, struggles that feel important to you, struggles that can contribute to the people around you. Because that's where meaning comes from, and ultimately meaning is, you know, what we all need. If people listening to this like feel stuck in some way, generally when people feel stuck, it's because they're in a situation where they believe that they don't have the power to solve whatever's going on in their life. And the truth is that you always have the power to A, react to whatever's going on in your life, or B, create the meaning around whatever's happening in your life. So it's usually just a matter of first changing perspective and then B, doing something to set about solving it. And again, it's what gets people stuck is that they want to eliminate their problems. It's not about eliminating problems. It's about simply finding something more meaningful, more worthwhile.
Obviously, he was about as successful as anyone could be. I mean, he was a successful guy in so many aspects, and yet he killed himself. He said in this book, I wanted adventures. I wanted to go up the Nung River to the heart of darkness in Cambodia. I wanted to ride out into a desert on camelback, sand and dunes in every direction, eat whole roasted lamb with my fingers. I wanted to kick snow off my boots in a mafia nightclub in Russia. I wanted to play with automatic weapons in Phnom Penh, recapture the past in a small oyster village in France, step into a seedy, neon-lit pulqueria in rural Mexico. I wanted to run roadblocks in the middle of the night, blowing past angry militia with a handful of hurled Marlboro packs. Experience fear, excitement, wonder. I wanted kicks, the kind of melodramatic thrills and chills I'd yearned for since childhood, the kind of adventure I'd found as a little boy in the pages of my Tintin comic books. I wanted to see the world, and I wanted the world to be just like the movies. That's what Anthony Bourdain said, just like the movies. But you know what, to me, the world is not like the movies. The movies aren't real, they don't exist, but you do. And life, this life, it's better than any movie there is. Movies are supposed to provoke emotion, they're supposed to make you feel something. But I have a better idea. Go out into the world and actually feel it. Go feel joy and love and triumph and rapture and ecstasy and glory. Go feel those things. And you know, with those feelings, there will be other feelings as well. There'll be sorrow and pain and sadness and desolation and suffering. There'll be all those feelings too, but you know what? That's okay. That's okay. Take both sides. Feel all of it. That's what life is. Those feelings, those emotions, those highs, and those lows, those are life.